بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue in this second discussion concerning the knowledge of hadith. In the explanation of the classical book by Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar rahimahullah, known as Nukhbatul Fikr, concerning the convention of hadith nomenclature. And for those who just joined us in this second talk about this subject, I would like to remind ourselves of some definitions. The first definition concerning the knowledge of, this is the third class, okay, then there is a correction, this is the third class. The knowledge of the Mustalah al-Hadith, the Mustalah al-Hadith. What does this mean? It means the knowledge of the foundations and principles by which the conditions of the transmitted and transmitters and with respect to the acceptance and rejection is known. So I repeat, it is the knowledge of foundations and principles by which the conditions of the transmitted and transmitters with respect to acceptance and rejection of the hadith is known. Is that clear now? This is the meaning of the Mustalah al-Hadith, the convention of hadith nomenclature. Clear? The knowledge of the foundations and principles by which the conditions of the transmitted and transmitters with respect to acceptance and rejection of the hadith is known. Therefore, what is therefore the subject? What is the subject? The subject matter is the hadith's acceptance, the hadith's acceptance or rejection. Is that clear? So the subject matter is the hadith acceptance or rejection. Clear? Type. The third element is, what is the thamara? What is the benefit? What is the benefit? The benefit is distinguishing the sahih, the authentic, from the weak. Distinguishing the sahih, the authentic, from the weak. This is the benefit of studying this ilm, this matter of the hadith convention and nomenclature. Now we need to provide the definition for the hadith. What is the hadith? The hadith is the transmission from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relating a saying or an action or an approval or a quality, meaning description. I repeat, the definition of the hadith is the transmission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam relating a saying or an action or an approval or a quality description. Is that clear? This is the definition of a hadith. طيب. Let's take some examples on this. Yes, it's on the screen now. It's the hadith is the transmission from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam relating a saying or an action or an approval or a quality description. طيب. Example on the hadith relating a saying. Example on the hadith relating a saying. The famous and well-known hadith, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. An example on the hadith of saying, okay, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Verily, actions are by intentions. This is a saying. Saying by whom? By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it is transmitted to us from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam through a chain. You understand now? This is what an example on relating a saying, right? Is that clear? طيب. An example on the hadith relating an action. The hadith reported by Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before going to sleep, while in a state of janaba, sexual defilement, he used to wash his private part and make his wudu ablution, the wudu for the prayer. This is relating what now to us? You can see this in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 1, number 248. This is what? An action, right? This is relating an action. طيب. Let us take now an example on the hadith relating approval. You understand? Approval. See, for example, hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 7, book 65, hadith 314. The hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. He said that my aunt أهدت خالتي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ضبابا وإقطا ولبنا. My aunt presented roasted mastigues, إقط, which is form of dry cheese, and milk to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So he put this mastigues, which is the dub, which is a kind of a desert lizard animal. These were put on his dining sheet. And if it was unlawful to eat, فَلَوْ كَانَ حَرَامًا لَمْ يُوضَعْ وَشَرِبَ اللَّبَنْ وَأَكَلَ الْإِقْطِ. Where they were put on his dining sheet. And if it was unlawful to eat, meaning this dub, which is the lizard desert lizard, it would not have been put there. The Prophet ﷺ drank the milk and ate the iqt only. Is that clear? This is approval or what? That it is not haram. You understand? That it is not unlawful. This is an example. Yes, exactly. This is an example on relating an approval. Clear so far, alhamdulillah. Let's take now the hadith, the descriptive one. The descriptive one. Take the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 7, hadith number 791, the hadith of Anas. Anas, concerning the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, describing his hair. كان شعر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the hair of Allah's Messenger, he said, was neither much straight nor much curly. Neither much straight nor much curly. And it used to hang down till between his shoulders and his ear loops. This is, what kind of hadith is this? What kind of relating is this? Description, right? Description. So now we have seen the examples, therefore, on the saying, actions, approvals, and description. Now, after this introduction, therefore, we return now to Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar's book, Nukhbatul Fikr. Remember in the talks we had before, Al-Hafidh Rahimahullah, when we say Al-Hafidh meaning the master of Hadith, Al-Hafidh pointed to the many classifications about hadith which could be a source of a distraction concerning the beginners who are unable to choose, having so many classifications, it would be, as Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar mentioned, or he considered to be, that this is a kind of distraction. So he mentioned, rahimahullah, that some of the students asked him to summarize what's in all of these books and give them the benefit of this summary. So he responded to this brother's question, hoping that he will be from those who trail the path of the righteous. And he said in his introduction, rahimahullah, he said that the books of the nomenclature of hadith specialists are many and were expanded and condensed. And one of my brothers asked that I summarize for them what is important. And I responded to his request, seeking to be counted among those who trod the scholarly path. So I say, now he begins. فَأَقُولُ, he said, so I say, الخبر, now he's beginning now to summarize the definitions. الخبر, Al-Khabar, let's write this down, Al-Khabar. Which means the report. He said, Al-Khabar, إِمَّا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ طُرُقٌ بلا عدد معين أو مع حصر بما فوق الاثنين أو بهما أو بواحد. He رحمه الله said that the report may have either paths without specific number or specified number if path exceeding two. If the paths exceeding two. Or two paths, meaning of transmission. Or one only. So he is giving now us the nature of al-khabar. Al-khabar meaning the report. Now what is the meaning, what is the meaning of the term al-khabar from the linguistic aspect? It is what is related and what is said. This is the meaning of khabar in the language. And with respect to the people of balagha, eloquency, and I repeat that, yes, it is what is related and what people speak and relate and say. And with the people of balagha, it refers to every saying, which could be either true or false, irrespective of the sayer. Now, then we come thirdly to the meaning of the khabar with respect to the scholars of hadith. What does it mean? There are three sayings regarding the report, al-khabar. Let's write them down. The first, that al-khabar is muradifun lil-hadith. Al-khabar is synonymous with hadith. Meaning, technically, their meaning is the same. That al-khabar is synonymous with hadith. This is the first say. Are you following so far? Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. The second saying, that it is different from hadith. So between them two is a difference. This is the second saying. So according to this opinion that it is different from the hadith, that the report is different from the hadith, they said the hadith is what is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith, they said, is what is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While the khabar, the report, is that which is transmitted from other than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that's why they said it is different from hadith. Is that clear? So this is according to the second opinion, that it is different from the hadith. The hadith is what is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while the report is that which is not transmitted from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, from other than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, from other than him. The third saying, that it is more general than the hadith, that the khabar is more general than the hadith. So they said that the hadith is that which is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, while the khabar, the report, is that which is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or other than him. That's why the khabar is more general, in accordance with the third definition. Is that clear? So the third definition is that the khabar, the report, is more general than the hadith. So according to this, every hadith is a khabar, but not the opposite. Is that clear? According to this, every hadith is a report, but not the opposite. Clear? So, according to this, every hadith is a report, is a khabar, but not vice versa. Jayid. Now, you see now, this is what he began with. Okay? This is what he began with. Then, you remember what he said? He said, الخبر, either it is what? له طرق بلا عدد معين. In the beginning he said the report. Now, this is one opinion. You understand? This is one opinion, that they are synonymous. The second opinion is that they are different. The third opinion is that the khabar is more general than hadith. So he said, al-khabar is either it may have paths without specific numbers, right? Yeah, right? This is what he began saying. He's telling us about what is the report, what is the meaning of the report and its nature. He said, al-khabar imma an yakuna lahu turuqun bila adadin mu'ayyan. The report may have either, you know, paths or transmissions without specific numbers. So what is this, therefore? What is this called? The khabar, when it has many paths without specific numbers, then this is known as المتواتر. This is now المتواتر. What does this mean? المتواتر. This is the متواتر. Paths meaning the chains, yeah, Ismail. Because these are the ways of transmission leading to the text. Right? الطرق meaning الأسانيد, because هي التي توصلك إلى المتن, because these are the ways of transmission leading you to the text. So now let us talk about what he is saying. He said when the khabar has many paths, when the report has many paths without specific number, then it is called المتواتر. What is المتواتر? Linguistically, the term المتواتر is derived from التواتر. Yes, chains, yes, transmissions. المتواتر is derived from التواتر, which means consecutiveness, one from another. Okay, this is linguistically. The term المتواتر linguistically is derived from التواتر, which means التتابع, consecutiveness, one from another. This is the linguistic meaning of المتواتر. What is the technical meaning? What is the technical meaning? The technical meaning, هو الخبر الذي ينقله عدد كثير في جميع طبقات السند لا يمكن مواطأتهم على الكذب ولا أن يقع منهم اتفاقا ويستند في نقل الحديث إلى حاسة من الحواس ليس العقل يعني ليس الأمر اعتقادي ويحصل العلم بصدقه ضرورة عن مثلهم. What does this mean? the technical meaning of al-mutawatir. The technical meaning of al-mutawatir. It is the report. You see, back, he began with the report. This is one form of reports. Al-mutawatir is one form of reports because the reports have different levels. This is the first one which has different paths, you understand, different ways of transmission. So what is the mutawatir? The report which have reached us or transmitted by whole groups, meaning so many channels of transmission, that belief in them is obligatory, meaning it necessitates unquestionable, certain, established knowledge, and such that it is impossible that the various channels could all have conspired to fabricate it, or all came on agreement. In a way, coincidentally meaning. Such that it is impossible that the various channels could have conspired to fabricate it. And they cannot be expected to agree upon a lie, all of them together. And that their reporting, is based upon physical perception. Physical perception, meaning we heard, we saw, etc. Is that clear? So, for example, the hadith, for example, was reported by 10 from the companions. Then it is reported by 10 from the successors, from those companions. Then 10 successors of the successors taking it from the preceding successors. So, whole groups from whole groups. Many channels of transmission. Is that clear? So I summarize, inshallah ta'ala, so far. We learned the meaning of hadith for this talk. We learned the meaning of mustalah al-hadith. We learned the subject of hadith. We learned the benefit of the hadith. We learned the definition of the hadith. Then we learned the definition of al-khabar and what it means. One meaning that it is synonymous with hadith. The second meaning, it is different from hadith. The hadith is transmitted from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the report from other than the Prophet. And the third opinion is that the hadith, that the khabar is more general than the hadith. The hadith being from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while the khabar being from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or other than him. And then we went back to Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar's statement concerning what is Al-Khabar, what are the types of Khabar. And the first thing we began to discuss now is that either it comes from different ways, Turuq bila adadin mu'ayyan, without a specific number, and entailing certain knowledge, unquestionable knowledge. And this is the mutawatir. This is what is known as al-mutawatir. And we discussed briefly the meaning of al-mutawatir. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next talk, we will discuss the kinds of mutawatir. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the matter sincere for his face, and to make us from those who understand it and benefit from it. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.